listening to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit livingthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, hello and welcome to episode number 186 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Edward Lamb, and Sean Orford. How are you?
I'm terribly, terribly good. How are you?
Even better.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, happy Christmas.
And happy New Year.
Not quite New Year, is it? Yes.
Almost.
We're getting there. Did you have a nice crimbo? What is Christmas to you, Sean?
Christmas is a time when the family comes together and we all eat food and drink alcohol. And then I have a week off.
So, yeah.
So I'm trying to have a week off between Christmas and New Year. It's going well so far.
Okay. You only have one phone now, though, right? You don't have a special...
Yeah, I used to have three phones, but I haven't got a bat phone now. So I'm not working on any directly sort of emergency services at the moment.
Okay.
Which is good. It's good. So how's your week going?
Lovely, yeah, it's cool, man. Proper family time for me, Christmas and all that as well, same. Yeah, it's good fun. Yeah, we've had this extension built at the house, so we can finally squeeze everyone in for Christmas for a proper big shindig.
That's brilliant. The way to do it, brilliant. Families.
So, yeah, the fire's on, the food's going. Yeah, it's feeling very stuff. Blessed, truly blessed.
Yeah.
I would say.
It's brilliant.
Livingthepresent.co.uk is our website, is it not, Sean?
It is.
Lots of cool stuff on there, all the previous podcasts, if you happen to be new to this show. All 185 previous episodes. I need to update the archive page, which makes it easier to kind of... have a look for what you're after, because we've covered that much stuff in the last, what is it, three plus years.
Wow.
We've got quite an archive of whatever your problem is or has been or might be, we've got you covered. So I'll try and remember to update the archive page.
Someone said to me the other day, why don't I take the blogs that I've done
and redo
them and turn them into an audio.
An audio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
actually read the blogs, posts.
Yeah, like Mindful Thoughts kind of thing. You know, because they were saying I could play those in my car while I'm going along.
Yeah. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
That could be a job for the new year, hey?
I will be looking at that.
In the studio. Yeah. Cool. If you go on to livingthepresent.co.uk, you will also see on each podcast page, or the new ones anyway, a mention of our partners 123 Friday. Fantastic little app that backs up the photos, videos and contacts from your phone, all those precious memories. A small portion of the small fee that they charge for that, 10 quid a year, goes to live in the present and our efforts here, don't they, Sean?
Keeps us going.
Keeps us going.
The wolf from the door.
Keeps us out of trouble and all that.
Yep.
So check it out if you can and consider it. It's a nice little app. Actually met the team that are developing it last week as well, had a chat with them. They've got some big plans, and that is that. What are we talking about this week?
Well, we're piggybacking on the kindness newspaper. It's not the kindness newspaper, it's the happiness newspaper.
The happy
news.
Is it the happy? No, it's the happy. Go on, turn
it's the happynewspaper.com.
Yes.
There we are.
Yeah, it's cool, but this is an actual physical newspaper that.
Yeah, you can get it online, I do believe.
Yes, and we'll go to the website, we'll put it in the show notes, of course, but. Emily created this, didn't she?
Who's very, very clever.
About a year ago, I think, I was reading a story or an update of hers.
Yeah.
She had this idea and she crowdfunded some dosh together for issue one. And I think, is this issue 5 or 6 now, I believe?
Yeah.
I was reading.
Yeah, and it's really, really, really good.
Beautifully
designed.
So
this is issue number 5, December 2016.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Lovely design.
Yeah, and we're honing up on one particular page of this issue, aren't we?
Yeah, it's like an article written by Helen Green.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the 12 Days of Kindness.
Yeah, so you can see what they've done there for Christmas, the festive link there. But we're going to go through these step by step, aren't we, and discuss each one and its merits. And they're all very good, obviously, and quite straightforward. There's nothing too complex here.
But kindness is straightforward and not complex, isn't it?
Is it the greatest gift you can give this festive period?
Do you think? Kindness. Yeah.
Most people are kind, generally, aren't they? Some people need a bit of help here and there.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes we need to be reminded to be kind.
Yeah. There are certain situations where it's easier to be kind and, I don't know, the difference between when you're like walking down a busy street or driving down a busy road. If you get in someone's way when you're walking, it's much easier to say, oh, sorry, or after you. But when you're in a car and everyone's frantically trying to get home from work or to work,
they start beeping their horns and doing two-fingered salutes at each other.
Kindness goes out the window a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe there's some little tips here that we can help people when driving. Maybe someone is listening to this whilst driving on the way to work and can enact some of these straight away. What's number one then?
I thought you were going to read that, but I'll read it.
Yeah.
So number one is give someone a compliment.
Okay.
Tell someone you know how much you appreciate them or what a good friend they are or have been.
Ah.
And just watch how it warms both of your hearts.
When I was courting my now wife, when we were getting out together, Bethan never took compliments that well, actually. She'd always kind of cringe at them a little bit and as if, I don't know, she felt, maybe she didn't feel kind of worthy of them.
Is she good now?
She's better now.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh no, I don't know, I don't give her any compliments.
you've given up on that, have you?
Yeah, but do we have a duty there as well to be kind of receptive to compliments as well in a certain way?
Yeah, sure. How many times do you say to somebody, oh, that was absolutely fabulous, and they say, well, don't mention it, and they play it down?
Yeah, it was nothing.
Yeah, very British that, though, isn't it?
It is a little bit, isn't it?
When people say to me, that was amazing, I say, yeah, I thought so.
So when was the last time you complimented Rhi on something?
All the time. Every day. I wake up in the morning and go, ah, you're so beautiful.
So when she was complaining about your guitar in the hallway before?
No, that's not my guitar. That's that's my act of kindness.
Oh, right.
I'm actually refurbing a guitar for a non-profit company called Zifferblatt.
Okay.
And it's there for people to play. So.
Ah.
So, but it needs a bit of love and attention and stuff.
Well, you know, there's a guitar restorer in the building I'm working at there. Have you been there?
Yeah, I have.
You know those guys?
I've actually had him sort some of my guitars out.
Ah, yeah. Cool. I popped in the other day to say hello to them and get to know them a bit better, but yeah, it's quite cool. I mean, they do sell guitars as well, but
yeah,
sounds like most of their work is doing them up now.
When you buy a guitar, it hasn't been set up. It's just like a factory setting, and the height of the strings and things like that and the angle of the neck needs to be done to your satisfaction, so that's what they do. They kind of bespoke
the guitar. Proper art form, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
Beautiful, beautiful.
It is good.
Okay, number one, yeah, compliments, we like that. Moving on.
Number two.
Let someone in front of you in a queue. Oof, that's a big one, that, isn't it?
Be it in a traffic jam during the rush hour, or someone behind you at the supermarket who only has a couple of items, and keep smiling even if your kind act goes unacknowledged.
Cool.
Yeah, one of the things that surprised me, actually, last year was when you go into Aldi, it seems to be a tradition that if you've only got a couple of items, you're always invited to go ahead in the queue. And there's loads of times that's happened to me. And obviously I do the gratitude bit when it happens, but it surprised me how naturally people do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's hope for us yet then, hey?
Maybe there's something about Aldi. The people that use Aldi let you go first.
Yeah. I think in Aldi it is quite a in and out kind of, I mean, they don't muck around, do they, the cashiers there? Because they have these huge long conveyor belts, don't they?
Yeah.
And there's only like a foot worth of space to
put your stuff. Yeah, whack it through, whack.
Chuck it through and it's got to land in your trolley, really. So, yeah, I think it's snappy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm cool with that. I need to perhaps keep a bit more of an eye out for that, especially if I'm mucking around with kids and all that kind of thing. I need to have a little look behind me.
Yeah.
Is anyone whizzed through?
Yeah.
Okay, nice one.
Yeah, that's good.
Buy a friend or colleague a coffee.
Yes, buy an extra coffee or ask the barista to surprise another customer with a free beverage that you've paid for. That's interesting. Rhi and I were doing a course up in Manchester. We were in this place for lunchtime. We'd ordered some drinks, just waters and things like that. And the waiter brought me over a Bloody Mary, which was a non-alcoholic Bloody Mary. And he said, oh, they've made this one by mistake. Would you like it? It doesn't cost anything. He just gave me this thing, which was powerful. God, it was powerful. It was full of chilies and things like that. So, brought water to my eyes. That was nice.
Well, yeah, I was out in town a couple of weeks ago, and a pal of mine bought me a shot of vodka.
All right.
And in Revolution, and I accepted gratefully, necked it, and then realised that it was chili vodka.
Oh.
And he kind of damned me over a bit. Oh my word, horrendous!
And did he laugh?
He laughed. Yeah. Oh, how he laughed.
That's very funny. Even after you punched.
Yeah. I was screaming for milk. Milk! Yeah.
No.
That's right. The trouble with that is in a coffee shop these days, there's so much choice. You might see someone in a corner, maybe sitting by themselves, just reading a book. But yeah, what if you buy them the wrong thing? What if you get them caffeinated instead of decaf? And they get all excited and they can't sleep that night.
You go up to them and say, if someone was to surprise you by buying you a cup of coffee, what kind of coffee do you think you'd like?
Is that Americano, cappuccino, mocha mocha?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Okay. I think one of the other things about that, she's saying, like, buy someone a coffee, but if you're working in an office or factory or something, why don't you make someone a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
You know, you like coffee?
Well, yeah. I'm quite good at that in the office now. It's kind of part of the routine. I will also say, when I was on the night out, we ended up in a Chinese restaurant in Liverpool at about 3 in the morning and ordered way too much food, as you do. Actually, I didn't order any. I didn't want any, but I ended up having a bit anyway. Mm-hmm. And there was loads left over, so we bagged it up. It was my idea, to be fair. Bagged it up, and there were some homeless people outside that we'd seen.
Oh, right.
Dished it out to those guys.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
Which they seemed to... went down quite well.
That's good.
Don't know if we gave them any forks. One of them, innit?
Mm.
Is that a pain in the butt? I'm sure they found a way.
Yeah, but that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, that could just ended up in the bin, couldn't it?
I'm sure they would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. What's the next one?
Hold the door open for somebody.
Okay.
Even if you have to wait a few seconds for them to reach you, it will always be appreciated. Now, I think that generally as a principle that's good, but I have to recite the story of me being in the hospital in Wrexham in Wales.
Please do.
I'm going down the corridor.
Pour myself a drink.
I opened the door for this lady. She looked a bit aggressive. She had spiky hair and bother boots on.
We're not judging, though.
No, we're not judging, but I was observing. And she said to me, "You effing chauvinist pig, I can open the effing door myself."
Oh, blew my neck.
And I thought, okay.
But you didn't react angrily.
No, I didn't see any point in reacting. Because the thing is, I would have held the door open for anybody, whether it was a child, whether it was a man or a woman, I would have held the door.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do. But the idea that it was an act of chauvinism to hold the door open seemed sad, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure she's got some work to do there, hey? Some repressed stuff going on there.
Some male issues. And maybe some men have done bad things to her.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't judge too harshly, hey?
No.
Yeah, but holding doors open, that's especially this time. Well, a lot of doors are electric now, or like when you go shopping, aren't they? So, yeah.
How easy is it to walk into a door that you think is going to open and doesn't? Bang!
One of my highlights of 2016, while we're on it, was walking into a glass door. You see the scratch in my lens there?
Yeah, is that where it came from?
I was waving to someone as I exited in the building in Liverpool and misjudged the entrance of a door, and it's a glass door, and walked straight into it, bashed me. Got new glasses and got a little scratch on my head as well for it. Quite embarrassing, never mind. Mm. Right, number six.
Give a friend or a loved one your full attention. That's a good one, that. We can be guilty of being easily distracted, especially with our phones, so put it down and listen.
Yeah.
It really does make a huge difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got work to do there. The old phone issue. I just need to start leaving it somewhere where it's not on me all the time.
I'm quite good at not using my phone, to the point where Robert says to me, I don't know why you bother to have a phone, you never answer it. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I never answer my phone if someone calls me.
I do tend to let things go on the answer phone.
Yeah.
Especially if I don't know who they are, because I don't want to get involved in a long-involved sort of therapeutic conversation. If I know who they are, I can call them back. But if you're halfway down a motorway or something and the phone's going off...
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Get in line, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. No, that's a big one for me as a parent and a husband, I guess, as well. Yeah, not having the phone next to me all the time when I'm in a situation, watching telly or somewhere where we could be chatting or spending time with our loved ones.
Mm.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I mean, for us at Christmas, for example, the TV is a no-go. Like, the TV doesn't go on at all on Christmas Day. Maybe later on in the evening, people are starting to nod off to sleep. But it's just that's the way it's been done when I was a kid growing up and all that. And I'm not,
Well, why would you put it on when people have nodded off to sleep?
Well, it's a bit of a treat, isn't it? Watch, stick a movie at the end on Christmas Day.
Try and keep them awake.
Oh, no, I want them to stay asleep.
Yeah, so let the poor buggers go to sleep.
I don't want to wake them up.
That's mean. Let them go to sleep.
Okay, number six, shall I do that?
Yeah.
Hide a happy note for someone to find. I like that one. Pop one in your loved one's pocket for them to find later, or stick it in the mirror in a public loo. Or a changing room. Just think of all the smiles you'll make.
But they've got an example, haven't they? So the little note that you can cut out of the paper says, "You deserve every bit of love and magic and happiness."
Ah,
yeah.
You know what?
With a smiley face.
Yeah. Again, when Beth and I were going out before we got married and all that romantic stuff ended, I'd go on, say, like on a holiday with some pals, and I'd open my suitcase and there'd be a note there. Saying, have a great trip, miss you already, that kind of thing.
Well, maybe you should be going home and doing this.
I know.
You should be.
Exactly.
Maybe we should both start slipping some notes and then report back.
In each, for soon. Each other.
Yeah, well, to yourself. Yeah. To Sean, with frank admiration from Sean.
Yeah, I need to re-kick that habit, actually. Restart that habit, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That's my favourite so far, actually, I like that.
But those kind of things make people smile, don't they? Mm. You know, you must have opened the case and gone, ah.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, cool, I like it.
Yeah. I think that sometimes, you know, love you texts during the day can be like that, just a little kind of, you know, oh, I love you bum kind of text, you know.
Yeah.
They just make people, make your lover grin, you know. Woo.
Yeah, for sure. Good call. All right, next one.
Yeah. Tape some money to a vending... to a vending or car park ticket machine.
Blimey. Okay.
That's an interesting one, isn't it?
Mm.
Surprise the next visitor with a free drink, snack, or a free parking. It will really make someone's day.
Big time. Yeah, I guess this one. Do you want to be around to take the credit or not? So you hold the door open for someone and they accept, which generally they will. You'll get that kind of endorphin boost or whatever it is. From doing something nice, weren't you, or smiling at someone in the street and they smile back,
yeah,
or something like that. You're not getting the instant gratification, are you?
So you're unless you stand outside,
yeah, watching
and watch and get your camera up,
yeah. But
I don't. I mean, do you do the thing?
I'm not questioning it, by the way. I'm just
Do you ever do the thing where you're in a car park and you paid for 100 hours? And you're leaving early, and you give the ticket to someone else.
I do, and I get in trouble with Bethan for, like, looking around too much and trying to find someone. If there's no one there.
Because on the ticket it says not transferable, says on the ticket.
Whatever.
Mm.
Yeah. I do, yeah, I know, I do that quite a lot when we're on holiday in the northeast. Most of the ticket, it's usually just as cheap to get it for a whole day as it is for 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
So you just get it for the whole day, and then when you do go to leave...
Yeah,
I do quite. I kind of like to look out for someone to pass it on to.
Yeah,
to the council out of a bit of dosh, eh?
It's like recycling.
Yeah,
it doesn't get wasted,
and it does go down as a storm, doesn't it?
Mm. Now this next one is I've got a question mark on this one. It says, "Smile at a stranger, go for a walk in nature, and smile at everyone."
What's wrong with that?
Smile at everyone you see. You could even push the boat out and say hello, guaranteed to make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Now, I think that is great in principle.
Yeah.
What comes into my mind is when I was a kid on the underground trains in London, and you're pushed up into someone's intimate space, which might be a bit embarrassing anyway, and everybody is busily reading the adverts and not looking in each other's eyes and certainly not smiling at each other.
Yep.
You get yourself into all kinds of trouble when you do that.
You got to be a bit careful.
Yeah, so I think with that one has to have a health warning on it, I think.
Generally, yeah, it's fine. You just got to, yeah.
I do like the idea of when you're out and you're walking in the country much more than in the town, people are much more likely to say hi. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I always find that. It's weird, and you know, we go away sometimes for 3 weeks in the northeast in the middle of nowhere, and you get in the habit of saying hello to everyone you pass.
Yeah.
And then you come back to the suburbs or into the city.
And you say hello and people look at you like you're mad. I haven't got any money, go away.
Funny, isn't it? But yeah, we get there, we've got a bit of work to do, so I think that one is one to focus on, definitely.
This is a good one, certainly to do with the older members of our society, I think. Offer to help someone, rake a neighbour's garden, go shopping for an elderly relative, look after a friend's kids so that they can have some me time.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be really grateful.
You can have my kids then next week.
Yeah, okay. I'd love to, but I should be going to the dentist that day. No, I think that's right, isn't it? One of the things I'm very aware of is how many older people there are, and how much people aren't getting looked after.
Right.
There's been quite a few news things coming up to Christmas about that if we don't change the way things are done in Britain, a lot of the residential homes will be closing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving the contracts back to the council saying we can't make this pay. So, you know, we're not doing it anymore.
Wow.
And there's some quite big companies are in the process of pulling out.
Really?
Which means that we're going to have more and more people living on their own in society that maybe don't have anybody. And just like before Christmas, we were saying, you know, maybe check someone out and maybe give them a meal or whatever.
Yep.
But that might be an ongoing thing.
Oh, yeah, no, it's definitely a situation that's going to... There's going to be more and more pressure on services and, you know, in everyone really to do their bit a bit more, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Got to stop pulling
but
our
that's
weight.
But that's the thing. If you all look after each other, everyone's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bit that's important, because you will end up being old too, isn't it? It's that, you know, if it becomes the habit in society.
Yeah, I do. I've done lots of thinking this year about how architecture works and how communities work in towns and in suburbs. There's just nowhere... It's very poorly planned out, and there's no, like... Yeah, we go to actually anywhere, pretty much anywhere in Italy, whether it's a city or a town or a village, they all have a central piazza, don't they, or plaza where everyone meets.
And they all gab.
And British villages and towns, the old ones are better.
Yeah, the older village square, village green.
Anything that develops kind of post-war, it was just like it wasn't considered at all, and it just seems...
But I used to do a lot of travelling in France when I lived on the Isle of Wight particularly. And I used to always carry a set of boule with me, you know, the metal boule thing. And every square that you went to, there'd always be people playing boule. And if you had a set, they'd kind of drag you in. So I'd carry the set.
Cool.
Well, I was playing in one place in Brittany. And I was got quite good in the end. They used to call me, because I stayed there for a week, and I'd cruise down the town with me balls.
With people.
With me balls. And they used to call me, because they were brand new, because they had good World War ones, and mine I'd bought on the way through the port.
Yeah.
And they called me Monsieur Brilliantine, because my balls were so shiny. Ah, Monsieur Brilliantine! No, it's funny. It's good.
It's amazing what just owning a set of balls can do for you.
But yeah, instant friendship. Yeah, people working together, dancing together.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
What are you up to?
Tell your parents what a happy memory you had with them.
Okay, this one for
about
you, Sean.
Well, that's a tough one for me.
Mm.
We sometimes forget to remind the people closest to us how much they mean to us and how much we appreciate them. So share a lovely memory and listen to theirs too. Well, I couldn't really do that with my family, if I'm honest, because there weren't that many. It weren't very thick on the ground, really.
Come on, I think there must have been one or two.
I can remember the day I left home. That was quite good.
I remember when I moved out.
Yeah. What was the best view of your family house? The one in the rear view mirrors I drove away.
Did you drive away? You were 15.
No. I was walking.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, that was tough for me. But I do have a surrogate family, and I have lots of positive interactions within that, which is good.
Yeah, here and there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good. I could do that.
You've got brothers and sisters as well, which I know you're not that tight with.
No, I don't have anything to do with
them. There must have been something that as a kid where you played with them or hung around with them.
Well, my oldest sister was a bit of a snob. And I was beneath her.
She might still be.
Yeah, my youngest sister.
Is it listening?
My youngest sister was quite withdrawn and didn't. I mean, we lived 5 miles apart on the Isle of Wight for several years, and I quite often went to her house, but she never came to mine. You know, there was never any kind of reciprocal stuff.
Yeah, it's like me coming here to record all the time.
Yeah, youngest brother, I did have some things to do with, but. We don't really have a lot in common, really, other than we have the same parents. Okay. No relationship.
That's not one for you.
But I mean, for you.
For our listeners who are listening in, yeah.
Yeah, and like I say, my surrogate family, my Ree's extended family are amazing. They're lovely people.
They're a fun bunch, aren't they?
Yeah, and they do. They include me as one of them, you know. Mm-hmm. And I do feel one of them, which is great.
I can certainly. I've got plenty to go out there, and I'm sure many of our listeners do as well. But we don't always kind of appreciate and take the time to remember the good times, do we?
No, but you do have a good family.
I do. Yeah, they're a funny bunch, but yeah, they're a good bunch. There's plenty I can go out for that one. Shall I read number 11?
Yeah, go on.
Are you going to sneeze?
I'm trying not to.
Make a card for someone. Now, you're good at this. What was your Christmas card this year?
It was a special tree made out of lolly sticks.
Oh, beautiful.
You'll be amazed when you see
it. Last year, or was it reindeer based or something?
No, that was the year before.
Right. Sean puts together the most intricate, amazing Christmas cards for his wife, Ree. They always put me to shame.
I love doing that. It's good.
Good on you. Okay, but yeah, make a card for someone. A Christmas card, a card made from scrap paper, whether for your neighbour, colleague or a stranger, it's bound to make someone smile.
Yeah. Last week, one of the twins, you know, the guys who used to live next door,
yep,
we still kind of look after, Jack and Ryan. Jack broke his leg playing rugby. So I made him a get well card that was like a tree. It kind of folded out and had a £5 note stuck in the middle of the tree with the get well soon bit on.
Ah, poor fella.
Yeah.
Is it a nasty one or a...
It's okay. So I had to have it reset, but it's all right.
You'll be right. Yeah. And then last but not least, number 12, do something kind for yourself. Ta-da! Yeah, imagine that. So perhaps the most important of all, go on, you're worth it.
Yeah, I am. I'm glad you realised.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's good.
Good one to end on. Yeah, I'm just trying to think of all the things I could do.
So what would you do for you?
A day to myself. I don't know, really. Yeah, if I had a date, if I woke up... it's been so long since I've had, like... You know, and I'm not complaining, really, because I've got a rich and varied life, but if I woke up one morning and it was just me for the whole day, for 24 hours, I don't know where I'd start thinking about it.
Maybe that's your project, has to be.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What would I do?
Having a day.
I don't know what I'd do. Probably go over to town, maybe get the ferry over to Liverpool, take some photos... Might go to the cinema. I've been to the cinema by myself a couple of times.
Mm.
I quite enjoy that.
Mm.
Then I'd probably get bored by about 3-4 o'clock. Go looking for me fam. Okay, that's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah,
thanks again to the Happy Newspaper. I'm just looking at where are the horse racing results in this? No.
It's a lovely design paper, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Emily is a graphic designer, herself, and she artist, really.
Yeah.
So it's amazing to put together. It's a cracking bit of work. So I look forward to the next issue. It's kind of quarterly-ish, I think, is it?
Yep.
We'll put a link in the show notes so you can all check it out and subscribe.
Yeah, yeah. Worth signing up for.
So that's your resource of the week, isn't
it? That's my resource of the week. Yeah.
The Happy News, not the Happy News newspaper, as you wrote in there.
Just
the happy news. Yeah. What did I put in mind for my resource? Can you remember? Oh, yeah. It turns out, in our toolkit that you
ta-da,
get when you sign up for the email alerts and the free meditation files on our website, that you get a 21 Days of Kindness.
Which is a little ebook.
Ebook, PDF.
You designed it. It was a very lovely design.
I designed it, yeah, it's okay, yeah, it's cool.
I wrote it, you designed it.
Oh, no, you didn't write it, actually.
I did.
You sure?
No.
We took inspiration from another website, actually, it says early on.
We did.
I think we may have edited it and given it our own slant.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's part of that. So if you go to the website, if you're not already subscribed, and just put your email address in the box, you'll be taken straight to the page. With the downloads, and I will put the link in the email as well, so that if you are already subscribed, you can refresh and you don't have to put your email address again. How's that?
Very good.
Right, next week we're talking about money, aren't we?
We are.
And money, it's linked
money,
to...
Money,
or it's
happiness.
Happiness.
Or lack of.
Mm. Mm. Can it make you happy? What would you instinctively say? I mean, obviously...
Well, most people go, yeah, of course it does. Or they say the classic, well, at least you can be miserable in comfort.
Mm. Okay.
But we'll have to see whether it does.
We will. Tune in next week. Livingthepresent.co.uk for all the show notes and links and everything else. Check out the 123 Friday app as well that we've hooked up with. Because it's a great way to support the show and a great way to back up all your photos and videos. Apparently, I've got some stuff actually that 95% of people with smartphones don't back up their photos and videos at
all.
So they're leaving themselves.
Yeah, it's
stranded.
Weird, that, isn't it? Because we take so many pictures now, but because they're all electronic, if devices go down, you lose the lot.
Yeah,
it's a bit like in the studio doing all the recording. I do multiple backups now.
Mm.
So if any of the backup devices go down, there's always another one.
Very wise.
And most places say, what I should do really is have a store of backups at your place as well.
Yeah.
So that if this place burnt down, the backups would still all be there.
Yeah, or you can buy a special little safe or like a fireproof thing for a hard drive or something, depending on how far you want to go. But yeah, this is the cool thing about 123 Friday is it all backs up to the cloud, of course. So if your house burnt down... You'd still have all
the
memories.
The cloud,
you wouldn't have to go running for all the photo albums. but yeah, we'll go into that. Cool. That's it, Sean.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Fabulous.
Take care.
See
you then.
Bye.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
See ya.